I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Bob Hendrickson. He is the tournament director for the 129th annual ski jumping tournaments that are happening this Wednesday at Suicide Hill in Ishpeming, being put on by the Ishpeming Ski Club. We found out some of the details of what's going to be happening and more with Bob Hendrickson.
We have the 129th annual ski jumping tournament this Wednesday. Kicks off at 6 o'clock. We'll have competition rounds or trial rounds, competition, and then have a bonfire there. Fireworks afterwards. So it's 129 years of ski jumping in the Upper Peninsula.
And where is it happening?
We're at Suicide Bowl, which is on the business route between Nagani and Ishpeming. So if you go into Nagani, go to County Road, and then start heading up toward Ishpeming, you'll see the sign for Suicide Hill Ski Bowl.
That's right. It certainly is, as you say, a lot of history here. 129th annual. I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. This has been going on for a long time. Competitors coming from all around the world.
We're bringing in three teams from Europe. We got the Finn, the Norwegians, and then the Slovenians are coming. And that's pooled in with other clubs. And then we'll have some of the top jumpers from the U.S. coming in.
Now, this also is a competition that has some weight to it, that it's bringing these international competitors in. How does it fit in the scheme of competitive ski jumping?
Well, this is more on a national level. A lot of these kids are up-and-coming jumpers. Mm-hmm. As far as distances, while they jump the same distances, a lot of their techniques are being refined. The kids that are coming over, not kids, but they're, 18, 20 year olds that are coming from Europe, they are, getting the chance to get some international exposure too, which they don't usually get at this level. So these are the guys that are looking to advance into the international realm of ski jumping.
So you've got some of the top United States jumpers then as well that are going to be at this.
Yeah, we're hoping we're staged right before Iron Mountain's tournament, Pine Mountain, and we're looking at getting at least a couple of the U.S. jumpers that are coming back to jump there for the Continental Cup to be here at our tournament. So
kind of what is the schedule? I know that the actual competition is Wednesday, but things are already starting to happen right now.
Yeah, we've been preparing the hill for the past week. It was a little sketchy about 3 weeks ago of what was going to happen, but then snow started coming and got the cold temps, and we got the hill prepared right now. So we have the European teams are coming in this afternoon. We'll host them this evening through tomorrow. We'll have practice jumping tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday morning, and also Wednesday afternoon. And those are open to the public. You can actually buy your button, and we have tournament buttons for sale for that too.
So the schedule then is one on the Wednesday.
Wednesday we'll do two rounds of practice. So there'll be in the morning at about 10:30 when we get everything prepared. They'll have an hour and a half to 2 hours to practice jump. Then we close the hill down, do lunch, we do a competition meeting. And then we open the hill back up to the final rounds of jumping. Now, some of the jumpers don't take that afternoon jump. It depends on how they feel in the morning. But sure, they usually get one or two jumps in just to get a feel for the hill. And then we'll get things rolling about 4 or 5 o'clock. Gates will open up. We'll light the bonfires up at about 5 o'clock and get things kicking off at 6.
That's the comments of Bob Hendrickson, the tournament director for the 129th annual ski jumping tournament being put on by the Ishpeming Ski Club this Wednesday. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.